大家好，thanks for joining us again for an episode of The Convo Club. I'm your host, Lindy. If you're joining us for the first time today, I just want to explain that here we have two dialogues, we have two pronunciation training sections without any of the explanation so that you can just kind of listen and practice on your own. So the topic that we discussed about two episodes ago was names. And the name of the episode is What's in a Name? So that's the first dialogue that you're going to hear today. The second dialogue comes from another episode, What Do You Feel Like Doing? And then it's followed by the pronunciation training. So this is just kind of a chance for you to practice your listening with the dialogue and then practice your speaking with the pronunciation section without having to hear all of the explanation, especially if you've already heard it before. So if you want the explanations, you know, just go back to those episodes. But if you just want some listening and speaking practice, then this is where you would want to be. So here we go. I hope you will join us again for another episode, another time.
Nihao, Xiaoli.
Nihao, Jack.
小丽，请叫我李文杰。啊哈，你有中文名字了？是啊，你喜欢吗？我很喜欢。杰听起来很像Jack，文就是中文的文吗？对，我喜欢中文。这个名字好，李文杰是个很好的中文名字。谢谢。谁给你起的中文名字？
我的中国朋友陈伟，他说我开始学习中文了，我得有个中文名字。我喜欢，名字对中国人来说很重要，又要好听，又要有好的意思。你知道杰的意思吗？我不知道。我告诉你吧，杰的意思就是杰出 ，outstanding。
那我一定要好好学习中文。加油！
Pronunciation training. Please repeat after me, then answer the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。起，起的，给你，给你起的，谁给你起的？名字，中文名字。 谁给你起的中文名字?
中文名字，有个中文名字，得有个中文名字，我得有个中文名字，开始。 学习中文了。我开始学习中文了。他说，我开始学习中文了。他说，我开始学习中文了。我得有个中文名字。
你的朋友陈伟说了什么？他说：“我开始学习中文了，我得有个中文名字。很重要，对中国人来说，很重要。” 名字对中国人来说很重要，要好听，又要好听，要有好的意思，又要有好的意思，又好听。 又要有好的意思。 名字对中国人来说很重要，又要好听，又要有好的意思。
中国人怎么看名字？
名字对中国人来说很重要，又要好听，又要有好的意思。你今天想做什么？
我们一起跑步，怎么样？你上个星期告诉我，你想开始锻炼身体。
今天又热又闷，我不想跑步。
那我们一起去游泳吧。
游泳对我来说也没有吸引力，我今天不想出门。
那我们就在家里面，听音乐，看电影，怎么样？
好，我上次在街上听到一首很好听的歌，但我不知道它叫什么名字。
歌手叫什么名字？
我也忘记了，它看起来像王菲，但不是王菲。
那你慢慢想，一定可以想起来的，加油。
请你快点打开电视吧，我想先看电影。
Pronunciation Training。Please repeat after me, then answer the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。闷，又热又闷。今天又热又闷。跑步，不想跑步。我不想跑步。今天又热又闷，我不想跑步。
我们一起跑步，怎么样？
今天又热又闷。我不想跑步。吸引力，有吸引力，没有吸引力，也没有吸引力。对我来说，对我来说也，游泳。游泳对我来说也没有吸引力。出门，不想出门。我今天不想出门。游泳对我来说也没有吸引力。我今天不想出门。
那我们一起游泳吧。
游泳对我来说也没有吸引力，我今天不想出门。一首歌，听到一首歌，听到一首很好听的歌。在街上，我上次在街上。好，我上次在街上听到。好，我上次在街上听到一首很好听的歌。他叫什么名字？我不知道。但是我不知道。 但是我不知道它叫什么名字。好，我上次在街上听到一首很好听的歌，但是我不知道它叫什么名字。
那我们就在家里听音乐、看电影，怎么样？
好，我上次在街上听到一首很好听的歌，但是我不知道它叫什么名字。
All right, so we have just gotten to the end of yet another episode, and we have discussed a lot of interesting things. So a couple of other things on the list. We talked about movies and listening to music. Do you like to yo-yong, swim?
I'm not very good at swimming.
Uh-huh.
我游泳游得不好。However, I like to watch people swim. So whenever there's the Olympics or World Championship of Swimming, I always like to watch.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How do you say the sport synchronized swimming?
Synchronized swimming. 花样游泳。
花样游泳。游泳。
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it means like a style of swimming that's like flowers. Because those synchronized swimmers, you know, when you watch from afar, they do look like flowers kind of, you know, standing, blooming in water. Yeah. 花样游泳。
Okay. I like it. Sounds a little bit better than synchronized swimming. Like that doesn't even exactly describe what's going on. I don't think like dancing in the water.
Right.
It just sounds like something they're doing together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So synchronized swimming is something that it's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, they have all these nicely choreographed movements.
Yeah.
That's just very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Well, I hope you guys also really like to 听播客, listen to podcasts. And with that being said, that is the end of our episode today, but I hope you will join us again next time.
Yeah, and I look forward to discussing more Chinese grammar and culture with you.
Definitely. All right, until then, 下次再见。
再见。